Welcome to New Human Living Radio Show, bringing you powerful interviews to awaken the power in you. Learn more at newhumanliving.com. And now your host, Les Jensen.
Hello and welcome to the show. We've got an exciting show planned for you today. The topic is Diamond and Autistic Children, Crystalline Grid, and our guest is Scott Grant calling in from London, England. I've been chatting with Scott through text, and he's getting the phone line figured out. So when I see him connect, we'll bring him on the show. The curious thing about this time in our human story is the possibilities of our life. You know, the idea that we are all the divine, that all of us are creation itself personified. And if we were to peel away the layers of our mask, our karma, our dogma, if you will, inside every single one of us is this pure white light. Pure white light. And in the beginning was the light. And the light within you is that same very light. We could take a couple of approaches towards this as far as a mental way of understanding. There's this idea that consciousness is a hologram, and that certainly is supported by everything I've seen. And in a hologram, all points are present collectively. So when you're a single point in a hologram, you are everything in the hologram personified as a point. And when we talk about our human experience here on Earth, there's this thing called time, this temporal pacing that is so curious. I'm really falling in love with it. And the idea that there was a beginning or a past, and now there's this current moment now and this current moment now, and then we have this idea of a future. They're all present within a hologram. And we're going to talk about that tonight with Scott. Looks like he's dialed in. Scott Grant is an international spiritual teacher, a workshop facilitator, a sound healer, and an intuitive life coach. He's had numerous practices from Tai Chi, yoga, angelic Reiki, Arcturian healing, magnified healing, sacred heart healing, and countless other modalities. And this has given him the perspective, a deep understanding of the human body and mind and how people overcome their various issues. I'm so delighted to have Scott joining us tonight. Let's see if he's been successful with the phone. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Oh, hi. Hi, Les. Thank you for having me on here. I had a little problem getting on.
No worries. All's well that ends well. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
I understand it's 1 o'clock in the morning over there.
It is. Everybody's in bed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we talked a little bit the other day, and we kind of got to know each other. And I'm really impressed with how far you've dug down into this idea of us having a human body, the notion of health or disease, and the roles we're here to play. Play out in this lifetime. Do you want to just kind of give us an overview of what your work is about to get us started?
Okay. With regards to what we're talking about tonight, what do you mean just in general?
Tonight.
Okay. Well, basically tonight I'm talking, or at least I'm being inspired by my guys to talk about the importance of the energetic shifts in March with regards to the new moon, the solar eclipse, and also there's been a very special alignment around the time of, I think it was just after the solar eclipse, where there was certain planets, Venus, I'm not sure what the other two were, that aligned just above the pyramids in Giza. And this special alignment is only happens every something like 2,500 years. And so it's very significant of, at the moment we're going through what can only be described as like a butterfly effect for those that are at that point where the ego, which is like the chrysalis, is starting to be transmuted, broken down, assimilated, accepted, you know, released and let go, and then work within such a way that it works for you in a positive way to motivate you to move forward and to bring through, you know, all your lovely gifts and energies, wisdom and knowledge. And so tonight I'll be talking more in depth about that. Also be talking about beautiful diamond children, who are the new children that are coming in now to help us on the planet this time. Also autistic children, and talking about the importance of working with the crystalline grid and about us on the brink of moving into a very special time where the veil between the third and the lower fourth dimension become very, very much weakened, and we can lift into the peace and the serenity of the upper fourth dimension. And so it's a very, very special time. My guides have been very strong in you know, making me try and understand how important this month is with the solar, the lunar, the full moon, the new moon, the alignments above Giza, and various other planetary alignments in creating a catalyst for those that are ready to move forward. I'll also talk about lots of other stuff, but generally I'll be talking about the importance of these energy shifts, how to prepare ourselves, the new level of mastery with regards to where we should be looking to work on within ourselves, and that sort of stuff, really. So some very interesting stuff I've been given, and it's also, people will find it to be very useful with what they'll be feeling at this time. So yeah, well, and thank you for having me on, because I'm very excited to be on to talk about this, because it's a very exciting time.
It is. How many lifetimes before this didn't have this opportunity? This is, you know, I was thinking about it today. Oh my God, we have such a wonderful opportunities right in front of us, and we're going through it now. And what I really like about conversations like this with people like you is we can kind of get a better understanding of the mechanics of what's going on inside of us, and that helps us to understand why we feel the way we do, why we're shifting, why we're having a new experience. So why don't you talk about how that looks like as we move out of the third dimension into the fourth?
Okay, so the symptoms that people will be experiencing this time is a breaking down of the foundation, and also for some people, the identity of who they thought they really were. And so this will feel a little disconcerting, and also can feel a bit scary at times, because you're basically, they're removing all of the various crutches and scaffolding that's, you know, mental and emotional scaffolding that's been created from your childhood through to your adult years. And so it's breaking this all down, taking it all away, allowing it to sort of return to its original state of light. And so we then become much more aligned with the higher fourth dimension. And through this higher alignment with the higher fourth dimension, we can then step beyond these old patterns and these old self-limiting beliefs and that sort of thing that are holding us back. And the experience, as I understand it, and I've experienced myself, is that once you step beyond into the fourth, which is of the mind, but not of the mind that we know, the mind we know in the physical world, for a lot of people, is one that's very busy. There's a lot going on. It's all thoughts, beliefs. You've got these old thought patterns, which are like software on a computer that are playing in the background, constantly playing out. And unless you work to break down these old patterns or become a master of them, then they generally will continue to play out and create, you know, self-sabotaging patterns, limit your life and how it can be according to the subconscious rather than the conscious. And what's very interesting from what my guides have said is this also, that, and I'm sure you know this anyway, Les, yourself, there is a state within us that's natural, that's always there, and it is a state of divine bliss. And we experience this divine bliss state when we are able to, even for the briefest of times, step outside of the complicated structure of the mind as we know it through the third and lower fourth dimension. And we simply step out of the busyness and, you know, all of the trauma, the emotional baggage and that sort of stuff. We step into a space where we feel this bliss. Now, what's very exciting about what's coming is we only experience this fleetingly at times, unless you're, you know, somebody that meditates for many hours a day, or you live in an ashram, that sort of stuff, which you are very lucky if you do. But for most people, that's not really a reality. That's something you might do for a very short space of time, but it's something generally that people don't have the access to. But the opportunity we're being given here is wonderful in the sense that the higher fourth dimension, okay, is the most beautiful, serene, peaceful and compassionate energy of love. And for those that are in alignment, which are ready to let go of their various levels of their ego, their issues, to, you know, first of all, you've got to accept. When you accept, then the ego can work with you. It can be transmuted, be brought back into space of light. You are then very easily able to connect with this higher fourth dimension energy, and the fifth as well. But the body will slowly now start to really increase and go into that fourth dimension. And what's very interesting is, and I mentioned about the diamond children, that the diamond children that are coming at this time, and there's millions here already, they've already been born, they're coming in with the most purest of the diamond light of transmutation. Now, this is an energy of purity, clarity and transmutation. And so basically, as the children are being born, this energy is coming up, it's working to act as a wonderful energetic bridge between the energy we're in now and the higher fourth dimension of where we're going. So they're almost like they're bringing in this amazing amount of light that is helping with moving from one state we know at the moment very, very well, the lower fourth, the lower third, and the lower fourth, to a place of real serenity. And what's wonderful, when you do experience this energy, it's very interesting because we know the mind to be busy all the time. When you first go to it, it's almost like it feels the most alien thing in the world. But given a bit of time of practice and being there, it becomes something that you crave. And in this space as well, this space they're allowing for us to go into, we basically connect with the most beautiful and purest love of our divine creator, the divine mother and father. And in this space, we start to really feel and see who we are beyond all the busyness of the mind. So, yeah, it's very, very exciting. I won't go on and on, because otherwise it'll be me talking for ages. So I'll hand it back to you, Les.
Well, that light, if you will, that you're talking about, that internal light, it's almost like you're stepping out of the noise and the chatter of the collective consciousness, of the media, of whatnot. And when you can step out of that and be in it to bring a sense of rest and a sense of peace, it affords you the ability to make a new choice as you come back, if you will, into the world, and you can make a new vector, a new paradigm, if you will, from that light. Because there's you, there's me, there's the listeners, and every one of us have this persona, this momentum of self, if you will. And perhaps we're on our spiritual path and we work on ourselves and we meditate and we clean out unresolved consciousness within our persona. We're literally shifting who we are. That's like moving the rudder on your boat, and that decides everything about where your future is going. When you can move that rudder 1 degree, you end up in a completely different continent down the line. And so I really like what you're talking about as far as rooting through that. So jump into it again.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying there as well. It's basically, this is going to allow us to do, is going to allow us to redefine who we are through the experience of connecting with this energy. And what's amazing about connecting with this higher energy, now, as I understand it, the higher we connect energetically, the more we connect with the pure essence of the creator energy. And so while we're in the third and the lower fourth, because it's a bit like a glue and it's very sticky, it's not malleable, it's not light, it's not easy to maneuver, it's very hard to know, you know, our higher selves and the divine creator in that energy. And what this transformation is going to give us, it's going to give us a beautiful experience with our higher selves and divine creator that allows us to connect with our I Am presence. And now, for those on here that are not aware of what the I Am presence is, it's basically your pure soul essence energy, and it's who you are, you know, outside of what has been created through many lifetimes and through the various experiences. And once we start to connect with the energy, you experience this beautiful, blissful energy. It's very hard to explain unless you've experienced it. And in this space, you get to know who your creator is, your higher self really is. And what's wonderful, when you start to connect with this energy, there's on the planet, there's a bit of a mixed up idea that, you know, God is punishing the divine creator and that sort of stuff. Your higher self is punishing, he's wrathful, all these sorts of things. And over time, that's become very, very sort of confused through the various ideas within certain religions where God has become sort of almost personified as a human. And it's moved, you know, And so it's made us view God and how the world works in relation to what goes on and why, from a place that in some way we are being punished for anything we do wrong. And people really need to understand, and how I understand it is the what happens on this planet, you know, the various earthquakes, the various problems with flash floods and all these different things, isn't really caused by God. It's caused by the mass consciousness of thought. And so basically when you get too many people focusing on very, very negative stuff, it has a knock-on effect of affecting the planet. Now, what makes it a bit more complicated is we're going through an ascension process, and the energy that's coming through from either Lady Gaia, from the spirit realm, or from the various aligning planets, as the energy is coming in, and we're still holding on to this old paradigm of third dimensional negative energy, the energy that's coming up is bringing to the surface everything that is within the earth that is holding back this ascension process. And so as this energy comes to the surface, it's triggering wars and all sorts of things because it's coming out to be healed. And it's like within you, if you're healed by a healer, as the healer is doing the work with you with the energy from the guide, you will experience at times some of what happened to you in the past. And what my guide was saying to me earlier on, they explained to me that part of the war that we're seeing, something of a rehash of a previous war as it's being released. Because when the war first happened, it was then embedded into the earth. But then as this healing is happening, the energy is being taken out. And as the energy is being taken out, it's triggering some other types of conflict around the world. And my guides, you know, despite the fact it can seem very scary at this time with what's going on, are very much impressing on me that this is something that needs to come out. They're not saying it's a good thing what's going on, but what they're saying is you can understand that a lot of the conflict that's happening at the moment is stuff that's being brought to the surface, and it's also a reaction by various parties of some of the super elite who want to hold on to the control on some levels, so that, you know, so that people like ourselves don't ever think for themselves and move away from the various ideas we're given that limit us and stop us from really, you know, really realizing who we are as high divine beings. And so at the moment it's very much we're going through a shift, a breakdown of the ego, a letting go of the ego, a reconnecting with our higher selves. It's a very important one where they're saying to me, the connection we'll have with our higher selves now is going to be more profound than ever before. We're going to very easily connect with our higher selves and be able to get divine inspiration in a way that we found it hard before. Because if you imagine connecting with your higher self while in the physical body in the third dimension is very much like trying to talk to a person through a number of walls. And with this new shift of bringing down, or, you know, sort of creating into more of a lighter energy, the ego aspect, and letting go of certain parts, it allows for the walls to come down and for your guides to come in and your higher self to come in much closer and to work with you. And they're also making the point that they're so very, very proud of everybody that's hearing the work they're doing. Even if at times it may not seem like, you know, the actions you're doing that are of the highest light are making a big impact, they truly, truly are. They're making such a big, big impact. And we're moving into a very exciting time as well, because we are now going through an activation of our DNA and cells and the energy body, and also the physical, which they're saying is unprecedented in thousands of years. because we've gone through the various, what they call the new wave shifts, the cosmic moment, you know, the Mayan calendar prediction of the 21st of December, then on the 12th and the 12th and all that kind of stuff. But they're saying this shift that's coming now is more significant because of all the various downloads we've had of codes and source codes and that sort of stuff that aligns us and allows us to connect with who we are inside and also connect through that to the divine, are now becoming activated, and we're returning to a time of Atlantis. Now, we've all heard of the idea that we're moving into the golden age. So I'll hand it back to you, Lev. We won't carry on talking the whole way through.
Well, so we've talked about that shift and how it, what that looks like. So let's increment to the topic of the diamond and autistic children.
Okay. So diamond children are relatively, you know, we've had up to now, we've had indigo children, crystal children. Okay, and what they're, you know, and the umbrella term really would be starseed, because on this planet, every person that's here is from a different constellation. Nobody comes from Earth as such. Earth is a place where beings like ourselves, which have come from the Pleiades, Neptune, all sorts of places, would come here to experience the physical and experience the whole experience of the third dimension of separation, sense of separation, then developing to to lose ourselves, to then remember who we are. And now what's interesting is, up until now, that has been the path. It's been come down here, you know, generally you'd lose your connection through your family experiences. Some people are lucky. They'd come into a very spiritual family, but they're obviously, they were meant to, so they kept their connection from a very early age. But generally, a lot of people that come down, they'll come into a family that has some turbulence. They'll be around, there'll be in schools that, you know, didn't encourage the idea of connecting with the higher self and developing yourself in a way where you could hear directly your link with, say, the divine creator, you know, because it was very much seen as being something that only, you know, certain people like Jesus Christ could, you know, could do. And diamond children are basically, they are children that are coming in with no karma. And they're coming in holding the purest light and divinity of the divine creator. And so these children, they're not here to learn anything. They're here to teach us. They're here to teach us about what is to come and to carry this beautiful light that's going to help with this shift from moving from the third and then lifting our energy into fourth. Now, the third dimension on this planet will always exist in the third dimension, but what will happen for us? Because I asked, you know, will the third dimension completely disappear? And they went, it won't disappear, but this planet will lift to be in a bubble, which is the fourth and fifth dimension. And so instead of the third dimension ceasing to exist, we move to live in the fourth dimension. So to us in the fourth, the third dimension ceases to exist, but it doesn't cease to exist in the sense that it's gone anywhere. It's still where it is. It's just that we're in a different place. It's like if you look at Atlantis, for example. Now, Atlantis, as we are connected with now, had what you call a crystalline grid. Now, this crystalline grid was made up of crystals that were both physical and etheric, and it was looked after by a group of beings which called themselves the Galactic Federation of Light, and that was a mixture of archangels, ascended masters, beings from various parts of the universe, the Pleiades, Orion, and different places, like that, and different beings like that. And so basically what we're getting back to now is we are starting to connect. And that the diamond light was around back then as well. And the Gold Ray of Christ, that was obviously a very important energy, because obviously the Golden Age of Atlantis, obviously the clues in the title there as to what energy was there. But the reason why the diamond light has come back now is because the planet needs to a real deep purification. And with all these beautiful children coming in with this very pure energy, they're acting like they're acting like vessels and anchors of this light. And the energy they're holding is acting to really sort of create the most strong and powerful purification effect, which is working very much in alignment with all the light workers that are doing their work and the alignments of the planets and the beings coming at this time.
Sometimes, you know, what I think is we are souls here as human beings on this planet that have gone so far into the darkness and loaded up our psyche with so much karma that we lost our sense of the power of creation, if you will, because we lost our purity. I like the idea that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall know God. Well, change the word creation or creator. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall know creation or the ability to create. The diamond children, in my eyes, is people that have no interest in a third dimensional relationship with the process of creation. A lot of times, young kids don't buy into our social values or our established, if you will, morals of many generations, because their experience with creation is much more personal and direct. And it serves us well that they don't engage with our story, because they're here to show us a much more authentic and pure way to interact with that power of creation.
Of course, their connection with the divine is something so special. Now, I read an article the other day, and this is beautiful, actually. And basically, there was these two little diamond children, okay? Now, you've got one boy, I think he was around the age of five, and basically, there's a newborn child that come in, not newborn, but a couple of years old, and the little boy said, can I speak to my little brother on his own? I can't remember if it was a boy or a girl, to be honest, but I know it was one of them. And the parents were a bit unsure in case the little boy was jealous of the baby and stuff. And so they listened to the baby monitor, and the little boy went in there, and he said to his sibling, he says, tell me what God's like. I forgot. I'm starting to forget. And this was recorded on the little baby monitor. The little boy gone in and was asking about, tell me about God. I can't remember the exact age, to be honest, but I know it was they were both quite young. And he's asking his little sibling, his little brother or sister, to tell him about God. And for me, that was so beautiful, that the connection they still have is that they remember who they are as co-creators with the divine. And what's amazing about the times we've got now is that it's all about divine reunion. And this
you need to get closer to your microphone. You're getting soft in your volume.
Can you hear me now?
That's better.
Is that better? Okay.
Yes.
Where did I get to?
Well, you're talking about the kids had gone into the other room and they were talking about their connection with the divine, and then you started elaborating on that principle.
Oh, okay. So basically what's wonderful is at the moment, and this is something I've been told for a little while now, it's all about reconnecting with the Divine Mother and Father and creating what they call the Divine Trinity, where even though the divine creator is neither masculine nor feminine, because, you know, it is just it, you know, it is just what it is. The creation energy that works to create the universe and that sort of stuff works in such a way as to be manifest as an energy that works as opposites to then interact and to create, as we do as human beings, the masculine and feminine, that sort of stuff. And so basically, we're going back to a time now where we start to reconnect again. And March is all about, for a lot of people as well, and that's what he told me, is to heal the persecution. Because we've gone through many lifetimes, and many of us have gone through lives where we've either been persecuted for our beliefs or persecuted in the name of God. And so that's very much burned and ingrained into us. And so the Divine Mother and Father and that creation energy is coming in very close now to work with us. You know, for one, to work with us, but also to, you know, to thank us and to give us all the love and support we need to start to then find our way home, because we've come here to experience this lower experience and to fully immerse ourselves and understand it. But it's been very hard for a lot of us in how much trauma we have experienced through this. And so this period now is not only about shifting to that higher fourth dimension, but it is also about, as well, the various layers of persecution and trauma from this and previous lives that stop us trusting and believing in the divine and believing that we are true divine creators ourselves, so we can reconnect and become, you know, gods in our own presence. But not in a god in the sense of an ego sense, but a god in the sense that we are connected to something truly amazing, truly wondrous. And this shift we will go through, and the wonderful energy being brought forward by these beautiful diamond children will, and all children, to be honest, will allow for this connection and this experience of divine bliss. And through this divine bliss and this connection, what we'll find, a lot of the persecution and the lack of trust and the lack of belief in the divine will simply fall away, because once we know this energy again through experience, then within us our certain DNA and our inner God essence, divine spirit essence, becomes activated once again, and it plays a prominent part within us. So it's beautiful. It's really, really special time.
Well, if you look at the stars at night, if you look at the vastness of the universe, there's no end game to this idea of creation. And humanity, as we know it on this planet, is just in a single chapter of a single book of many volumes of creation over billions and billions of years, and it's going to continue for billions and billions of years. And we're here for the experience of being a human being going through whatever it is, whether it's third, fourth, fifth, or any other dimension. We're here for the experience. What does it feel like to rediscover the truth of who we are? It's the idea that God, the divine, and like you said, divine mother, divine father, the creator itself gives us creation because we are that personified. And as we move up in our consciousness, the ability to create will become much more intuitive, much more graceful, and much more spontaneous. And it's there for our good pleasure. It's God's good pleasure to give us that kingdom of creation, and that's why we are here. There's no other deity that's benefiting from this. It is us. And we are the ones that are going through this process. So how does the crystalline grid fold into this? We have about 20 minutes left in the show.
Okay, well, I'll quickly do the crystalline grid, and I'd like to come back to the autistic children as well, because they play a very prevalent part in the energy that's coming in as well. So the crystalline grid is now fully functional, and so as this becomes fully functional, the energy now from that source becomes very, very prevalent around the Earth, and also for us to actually interact with and connect to. And so each one of us now can work very, very closely with this crystalline grid, especially with what is coming with the shifts and the breaking down of the energy within us. Now, the one thing we wanted me to talk about as well is for people, for each one of us now, like I said, for those that are at a certain level, you're going to shift now and lift into a higher space, which is much more free and much more blissful. Now, the bit we're going to find hard at first is where the monkey mind will bring us up and down, because nothing brings you out of a higher fourth dimension, the third dimensional thought. One of the things I'd like to say to the people listening to this today, and I thank anybody that's come forward to listen, is that it's important now to become a master of observing your thoughts. To become a master of observing your triggers. And to become aware of what brings you out of that higher dimensional experience. Because the one thing they have said is, you know, no matter how many healings you have, there's still a level of mastery that you need to go through yourself. And the last level of mastery with regard to staying in the higher fourth dimension is where we are able to completely become a master of where we go in ourselves. Now, the human body contains the spirit, the essence of the divine, which connects with the chakras, connects with the auric field, and connects with the soul. Where we choose to focus within ourselves determines how we feel. As we go into this higher dimensional energy, you will find it hard to stay there at first, simply because your old patterns will naturally bring you back out. And so for those who focus very, very much on becoming an observer of the various triggers and thought patterns they have, and also belief patterns, will find they can maneuver this much easier. And those that practice things like yoga and meditation to relax the mind, to make the mind much more relaxed so it doesn't react as severely, will find this shift to be much easier. And I'm not saying don't go for healings, because healings are incredible, but part of the journey is for you to master who you are as a person inside, so you can move beyond who you thought you were according to experiences of the spiritual entity interacting with the physical, which creates the what we call the ego. And so you can really transcend that and start to feel very empowered at the same time, because when you realize that your thought patterns, your reactions are stuff you have the power over to choose whether or not to go into them, and you also have the power to choose of how you feel, then we truly become empowered, because we can truly lift beyond. And they're saying that self-love is so, so important at the moment, because love of the self is love of the divine, because when you realize that you are the divine, and through self-love you will realize that, because it will open you up to create and become a creator, and become a master of your destiny and a manifestation, your life will change and things will become so much more wonderful for you. Because through self-love, we recognize our divinity. Through self-love, we also become a person that's open to receive. And your guides, my guides, anyone that's listening on here, they want the best for you. They want you to have the most amazing life. They want you to be happy. They want you to travel the world and have fun in it and have joy. The only person that's blocking us from having that is ourselves. And through the observation, through the master of mindfulness, through the meditation, through the self-love and the various other practices you can use, you will truly find your way back to this happiness. I know at times it isn't easy, but with perseverance and focus and practice, and it is much easier now to heal than before because of where we are with regard to the height of the energy, it is much easier to heal now and much quicker to do so. And we can easily, much more easily, connect to these higher realms. I'll quickly move on to the stuff about the beautiful autistic children now, if that's okay.
Excellent.
And so basically, obviously, the autistic children, if you've ever met an autistic child, there's a beautiful, soft energy about them. There's something very special about them for the ones I've sort of I've interacted with myself. And basically, autistic children, okay, if you ever meet an autistic child, you'll find there's another worldliness to autistic children. Now, the reason for this, and this is what my guides have told me, so this is how I understand it. What basically started off autism in the beginning was the government using certain drugs in water, in medicine, and not fully understanding the full side effects. And over time, this has caused a mutation within the cells, within the fetal development, and also within the woman carrying the child, and the man as well, through the sperm and so forth, which led to the body not forming in the way that it would if it hadn't been interfered with by these chemicals, in such a way that the energy of the child doesn't fully come into the body. And so the energy of the child is half in, half out of the body. And now, when it comes to dealing with beautiful autistic children, anybody will tell you, if they're doing something they enjoy, you try and interrupt them, they can become, it can shock them, and you can get quite a strong reaction for them. Now, the reason for this is that these children, when they lose themselves and they become, and they can do some amazing things, they're connecting with the divine because they're not in the body and they haven't yet been closed off to the beautiful and amazing gifts that we have naturally that come to us just by being reconnected. And so they're able to focus and do the stuff they do, not just because they focus in one area, but because they can connect to the energy of the divine that is infinite. There's no limitation to what we can do, we can connect. And what these beautiful children show us is the gifts that they have through the connection they get is one of the divine. You know, with the way they can work out puzzles, the art that they can create, the stuff that they can do with computers, all sorts of stuff is just incredible. And so what this is, you know, their brain has formed, but it hasn't formed in a sense where it works completely holistically. And that is why the energy has not come fully into the body. Now, I'm doing some very interesting work at the moment with some children, Diamond and Autistic in the future, and with my guides. And I'm looking forward to working to help to bring some of these beautiful souls fully into their bodies, because it is the right time for them to come down now and to fully integrate themselves into this world, and for their DNA and their high energy is very much needed here at this time. So it's very interesting times, and the connection they have to the divine is something a lot of us crave.
I think there's a lot of new paradigm children, like you've been talking about, Diamond, Autistic, that the Indigo kids, they're coming in to anchor a much more authentic connection with the divine, with the light within each one of us. And it's a perfect time for it, because those of us that have lived on the earth such a long time with so many lifetimes of karmic ingestion, if you will, these new kids can come in and anchor them because they have no history with karma, no history of separation. They have, like you said, those two kids in the room talking about, well, remind me again of God. They have that divine spark with them already. Well, we've got about 5 minutes left. Why don't you summarize the points you wanted to talk about? And I want to make sure we give our listeners the connection they need for how to get a hold of you and your material and what you want to share with them.
Okay. So you'd like me to summarize what I've just said, or go on to talk about what I do?
Well, talk about what you do, because that'll segue nicely into how to get a hold of you.
Okay, well, I basically teach all about living from the heart and aligning yourself with the various ascension chambers within the heart, so we're able to then manifest fully from the heart instead of the duality of the mind, which, when we manifest, very much creates a duality. So if we focus on one thing, we will get that, but we also get the opposite, because the mind works in two halves, the logical, the rational, and the imagination, creativity. At the moment, because we are very much connecting with the Atlantean energy, I'm working with the Galactic Federation and the beings from that time, Thoth and that sort of, and those sorts of beings, to work with people that are not quite ready to connect with this energy, to help them to bridge that connection so they can really move forward with their pathways. And I'm doing, because a lot of people that want to come to me for workshops are very much across the seas, I'm doing a lot of workshops at the moment where I get a small group of people and do interactive workshops online. And so it makes it accessible for anybody around the world. And I also send out newsletters to give people different techniques to use each month, so they can then, you know, work with the energies that's coming in. I also do intergalactic readings, so I can tune in and find out whereabouts you're from in the universe, where you're stepping down from at this time. So the Pleiades, Neptune, Orion. And I also teach various types of healing arts, Arcturian healing, angelic Reiki, sacred heart healing, which is all about connecting with the divine and redeveloping that divine connection again through the sacred heart of the divine. So I think that's about it. But I think.
Is there a web page?
A website, yeah. Yeah, my website is www.interdimensionalhealing.co.uk. I'm also doing at the moment a free 30-minute consultation for anybody that would like to know, you know, whether or not what I can do can help them. I'm also at the moment, I've developed a wonderful type of technique that helps people that have suffered from anxiety and that sort of depression for many, many years. And I've had some great success with that, and I look forward to anybody that's feeling very stuck at the moment to helping them transform, you know, and empower themselves and get themselves on track so they can really enjoy life again.
Well, who would you say is your ideal client?
Somebody who's looking to, you know, find out who they are, what their spiritual gifts are, what their soul purpose is, to work with their higher selves, to basically learn from where they are in the universe, deal with their present and past life trauma and issues. Because I've been practicing like yourself for 20 years, I've developed such a big box of tools when it comes to helping people. There's not many people that my guides with the, basically with a healing session with me, it's basically we'll talk about what's going on with yourself. I will then tune into you and find out any deeper stuff that's not been talked about. Then you'll get a healing, and you'll also be given various techniques that you go away to use. And so you not only find out what you need to work on, and you not only get a healing to release what's blocking you, you also get given techniques to use that you can then walk away with, and you can really empower yourself. So, yeah, so it's a very empowering experience, and you also get to connect with your guides.
Hello.
Hello.
It sounds like you're back.
I'm back. Where did I get to?
Talking about the guides. So do you see people at your home or office?
I do see people in person, but I also do a lot of Skype or phone calls or telephone ones, yeah.
So you're located in London?
London, yeah.
Well, nice. You know, an hour can go by pretty fast, and we're coming to the end of the show. You know, like we talked about before, it is really an exciting time to be alive. Scott, I want to thank you for getting up in the middle of the night to get on our show as our guest. I really appreciate having you on the show tonight.
Les, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for everybody who's come on. And I feel very, very lucky to have been on your show. Thank you so much.
We've been talking with Scott Grant tonight from London. And we've been talking about the dimensional shifts, the diamond and autistic children, and the crystalline grid. You know, it's such an exciting time to be alive. And the truth of us will set us free in a way that we can have a tough time understanding as far as our mind's concerned. When we raise our consciousness, when we purify our hearts, we're literally moving into a new experience with the physical world. When you look at the storyline of the collective consciousness and all the struggles and upheaval that's going on in our society, it's people like you and me that identify and recognize the inherent divine love within us that's always a very powerful aspect of who we are. I want to share with the listeners my latest book, Citizen King, The New Age of Power. This is a really concise read about what it looks like as a human being to embody the inherent divine power that we all are. Citizen King, The New Age of Power is written to teach the human part of you how to honor the divine part of you. I invite our listeners to go to newhumanliving.com, and there's an audio download there talking about the purpose of your life, the passion of your heart, and the power of your divinity. Sign up for our newsletter there and join us in this delightful walk from the darkness to the light. It's always my good pleasure to spend time with people like you on a show like this. Until next time, thanks for listening.
This has been a New Human Living Radio broadcast to bring your soul's inspiration into effect and live your life wide open. Check out our host, Les Jensen's latest book, Citizen King, The New Age of Power, at newhumanliving.com. Thanks for listening.